Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. AP reporter Stephen Groves says Speaker Mike Johnson put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support every step of the process.
It faced very strong resistance from conservative Republicans who don't want to send any more funding to Ukraine. So that really forced House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with Democrats practically every step of the way to push this to the House floor and then to get it passed.
AP reporter Stephen Groves. Iran's supreme leader acknowledges Tehran hit little in its massive attack on Israel. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking on state TV, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. He said comments from Israel on how many missiles were fired and what targets were hit were of secondary importance. The comments are a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching a massive assault, few projectiles actually made it through to their targets. Iran's attack came in response to a suspected Israeli strike on the 1st of April, targeting a consular building next to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which killed two guard generals and others. Analysts believe both Iran and Israel are trying to dial back tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least five rockets were launched from Iraq towards a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria on Sunday, to Iraqi security sources.